This second deep dive of May 2023 is from Jung and colleagues. Distribution of energy intake across the day and weight loss, a systematic review and meta-analysis, published in the journal Obesity Reviews in 2023. What we know, think we know, or are starting to know. The theory that timing of food intake could play a substantial role in body weight regulation and metabolic health has long existed in nutrition research. However, with the distillation of science into infographics in more recent years, the hyperbole for this research area was blown up with a series of studies in mice suggesting that time-restricted eating could protect against fat gain independent of energy intake. The hyperbole grew into fever pitch when human evidence could also be found to suggest that front-loading morning energy intake may result in significantly greater weight loss compared to the same energy intake consumed with dinner in the evening. These lines of research with such a strong temporal aspect to their findings led to a rapid expansion of the field of chrononutrition, which broadly encompasses distribution of energy, meal frequency and regularity, duration of the eating period, and the relative importance of these factors for metabolic health and chronic disease risk. However, disentangling the evidence in this area has presented challenges, often due to the lack of conceptual clarity. For example, the overlap between distribution of energy and a restriction on the eating window. There has also been a lack of clarity in the definition of outcomes, more common in the wider nutrition conversation, that if there is no difference in weight loss outcomes, there is, quote, no difference, period. Focusing specifically on distribution of energy intake as the exposure, there has been a relatively open question as to whether front-loading energy intake may influence weight loss as an outcome. This question was opened in 2013 when Jakubowicz and colleagues compared a 700, 500, 200 calorie breakfast, lunch and dinner to a 200, 500, 700 calorie breakfast, lunch and dinner, i.e. the inverse sequence of energy distribution, and found a 2.5-fold greater weight loss in the high energy breakfast group after 12 weeks. Until the present study, however, no meta-analysis of this evidence had been conducted. The study. The researchers conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis of studies that investigated the effects of early compared to later distribution of energy on weight loss. To be included in the analysis, studies were required to meet the following inclusion criteria: design, randomized or non-randomized clinical trials, population, adults over aged 18 years of age with any baseline body mass index or BMI. The intervention was a specified distribution of energy intake across the day with a proportion distributed earlier, for example, breakfast or lunch in the day. The comparator was a comparator group with a contrasting distribution of energy to the intervention. The outcome was body weight loss as the primary outcome, with metabolic outcomes secondary. The duration of trials was not specified. Subgroup analyses were also conducted to determine whether study duration over or under 12 weeks or sex of participants influenced the outcomes. The outcomes were reported as mean difference, which is expressed in the unit of measurement, i.e. kilograms, together with 95% confidence intervals. Results. 9 trials were included in the meta-analysis, all of which were randomized control trials in design. The total number of participants across all trials was 485, an N of 244 for early energy distribution and an N of 241 for later energy distribution. Individual study sample sizes ranged from 9 to 193 participants. One trial was conducted in laboratory setting, while the remainder were all free-living interventions. All studies used energy-restricted diets. The duration of the studies ranged from 5 weeks to 12 weeks. Distribution of energy in included trials. For the early distribution patterns, the average distribution of total daily energy intake was 34% at breakfast, 38% at lunch, and 20% at dinner. For the later distribution patterns, the average distribution of total daily energy intake was 19% at breakfast, 30% at lunch, and 40% at dinner. Primary outcome, body weight. Comparing early to later distribution of energy, the meta-analysis of all included studies showed that early energy distribution resulted in 1.23 kilograms and a confidence intervals range of 0.06 to 2.40 kilograms, greater weight loss compared to later energy distribution. On the removal of a study that compared two different timings of dinner rather than a true early versus later energy comparison, the overall summary effect was no longer significant, with an average weight loss of 1.14 kg and a 95% confidence intervals range of 2.38 kilos weight loss to 0.11 kilos weight gain. Secondary outcomes. Fasting glucose. Based on three studies with a total of 157 participants, fasting glucose decreased by 0.15 millimole per liter and a confidence intervals range of 0.06 to 0.23 millimoles per liter with early energy distribution compared to later. Insulin resistance. Based on three studies with a total of 180 participants, HOMA-IR, a measure of hepatic insulin resistance based on an equation incorporating fasting glucose and fasting insulin, decreased by 0.38 points and a confidence intervals range of 0.11 to 0.64, with early energy distribution compared to later. Reference values for HOMA-IR are age, sex, and ethnicity dependent, but a rough heuristic is that over 2.0 indicates insulin resistance. LDL cholesterol. Based on four studies with a total of 226 participants, LDL cholesterol decreased by 0.16 millimole per liter and a confidence intervals range of 0.04 to 0.28 millimole per liter, again with early energy distribution compared to later. There were no significant effects of energy distribution on HbA1c, triglycerides, or HDL cholesterol. Two studies that reported subjective appetite measures found significant improvements in satiety and hunger with early energy distribution. However, these studies were reported in the results and not meta-analyzed due to lack of data from only the pair of studies. The critical breakdown. Pros. The study had a clearly stated aim and clear inclusion criteria. The study was pre-registered with the Register for Systematic Reviews, known as PROSPERO, and there are no apparent deviations from the pre-registration. Relevant databases were used to search for primary studies, which also extended to the reference lists of identified papers. The exposure of energy distribution was explicitly stated, which excluded studies in intermittent fasting, time-restricted eating, or Ramadan. We'll discuss this further under key characteristic. Risk of bias was assessed and clearly presented, and the results were clearly presented. Cons. The overall power of the meta-analysis is low, based on a limited number of small individual studies and total number of participants in each respective early versus late energy distribution condition of around 240 in each. Seven of nine studies were assessed as moderate risk of bias, while two of nine studies were assessed as high risk of bias. There was no assessment of publication bias. Randomization method was satisfactory in only 5 out of 9 included studies, 8 out of 9 studies were conducted in free living conditions, and diet was not fully controlled in these studies. Given the influence of early versus late energy intake on appetite regulation, these factors likely influence any effect of energy distribution on weight loss. We'll discuss this further under interesting finding. Key characteristic. Arguably the key characteristic of the present meta-analysis, reflecting the point made in the introduction about the importance of conceptual clarity, is focusing specifically on temporal distribution of energy between early versus late, which precluded inclusion of time-restricted eating studies. This is needed given that time-restricted eating studies inherently have a temporal component, i.e., in an early time-restricted eating protocol, all meals may be consumed between 7 and 2 p.m. The reason this distinction is important is because one question raised in the chrononutrition research has been whether effects are driven by energy restriction alone, or whether factors like the distribution of energy or the extended fasting period that accompanies a time-restricted eating protocol may explain some of the observed effects. All of the included studies in the present meta-analysis used energy-restricted diets, so there are two component parts, the distribution of energy and the energy deficit. And the findings imply that comparing two energy-restricted diets with early versus later energy distribution, the earlier distribution may have a modest additional benefit for weight loss. However, we cannot confidently make that conclusion because the included studies are primarily free living interventions, and the early energy distribution may have resulted in lower energy intakes compared to the later distribution comparison groups. Interesting finding. Why could the earlier distribution of energy intake potentially lead to greater reductions in energy intake in a free living context? The weight of evidence suggests that it may be related to satiety and appetite regulation. The satiety ratio, which assesses how long an individual waits to eat again relative to the energy content of the prior eating occasion, has been shown to be highest in the morning and decline steadily over the course of the day. A tightly controlled metabolic ward study by Ravison and colleagues that used an early time-restricted eating protocol showed significant reductions in appetite compared to a control condition consuming the same diet, equally distributed over 12 hours. While, of course, based on what we've discussed under the key characteristic, this was a time-restricted eating study and not entirely comparable to differences in energy distribution without a restriction on the eating window, it is consistent with wider research. For example, the most tightly controlled study to date that compared early versus later energy distribution but with controlled diets found no difference in weight loss but significant reductions in appetite in the early energy distribution condition. And recall that while there were not sufficient studies to meta-analyze, the present study did report that the two studies which reported on appetite also found significant improvements in satiety and hunger with early energy distribution. We have covered some of this evidence in a previous research lecture entitled "Is Appetite Control Dependent on Time of Day?" which you may find helpful if you haven't already watched it. Overall, it is unlikely that morning energy intake enhanced weight loss in any magic way, but probably resulted in greater appetite regulation and, consequently, less energy intake. Relevance. This is the first quantitative synthesis of the evidence related to temporal distribution of energy and weight loss, and that in itself is a useful addition to the evidence. And overall, the findings are relatively paltry in terms of magnitude of effect of early compared to later energy distribution on weight loss. Nevertheless, the authors offer up some sacred cows in this area in their discussion, suggesting that higher thermogenesis and circadian synchronization may explain the greater morning weight loss, rather than, as discussed above under interesting finding, effects on appetite regulation. While it is possible to refer to research suggesting higher thermic effect of feeding in response to a morning breakfast meal compared to an evening dinner meal, we recently challenged this by showing that the underlying variation in resting metabolic rate across the day explains the apparent difference in thermic effect of feeding. In sum, this apparent difference reflects the method of calculating thermic effect of feeding and failure to include variation in resting metabolic rate in the calculations of thermic effect of feeding. Other aspects of time of day effects have been suggested to influence energy balance, specifically overall energy expenditure. However, the Bath Breakfast Project demonstrated no alterations in energy expenditure or metabolic hormones from 6 weeks of breakfast consumption compared to fasting until midday. Underlying circadian synchronization may certainly be influencing metabolic outcomes, and the present meta-analysis did find reductions in fasting glucose and insulin resistance with early energy distribution. This is consistent with tightly controlled human studies that have shown glucose tolerance is highest in the morning and diminished in the evening, which results in prolonged postprandial elevations in blood glucose compared to the early part of the day. However, we can at least slay the sacred cows of enhanced weight loss and its hypothesized relationship with energy expenditure. The recently published Big Breakfast study from Professor Alex Johnstone's group at the University of Aberdeen comprehensively measured all components of energy expenditure, both resting metabolic rate and total energy expenditure, in addition to controlling diets of the participants. The study compared an early versus later distribution of energy and found no difference in weight loss over 4 weeks. Both patterns of energy distribution led to equal weight loss of around 3.3 kilograms. The present meta-analysis was registered and conducted prior to the publication of the Big Breakfast study, and thus it was not included in the meta-analysis. Nevertheless, the Big Breakfast study supersedes all prior free-living interventions for its methodological quality, and its findings should be taken as a truer reflection of whether early versus later energy distribution influences weight loss. Application to practice. A couple of key considerations arise for how we might think about applying the findings in this area in a practical context. The first is to be clear about the question being asked, which we can think about in terms of internal versus external validity, i.e. the difference between efficacy, does this work, and effectiveness, does this work in real life? The internal validity question would ask whether there is any effect of early energy distribution on weight loss that is independent of total energy intake, which was the angle often suggested by some earlier studies, indeed the very studies included in this meta-analysis. And the answer to that, from tightly controlled research, is no. Early energy intake does not, for example, enhance thermic effect of feeding or lead to increases in other components of energy expenditure. However, the external validity question would ask whether early energy distribution is effective for promoting weight loss in a real-world context. And the answer to that, from free-living studies, is possibly. There may be some individuals who benefit from the appetite regulatory effects of eating more earlier in the day. To what extent that influences weight loss appears, on balance of evidence, to be modest.